This is CliffCentral.com.
There we go. Good morning, good afternoon, and hello, everyone. My name's Dean Buerta. I run a program called Pride Factor, and we are live on air here on CliffCentral.com with the normal Monday segment of Inspired Youth SA. So please, if you want to engage with us, find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Smoke Signals, LinkedIn, whatever you want to do. Find us, Inspired Youth SA, otherwise Pride Factor. We are a platform where the youngsters and cool people, aspirational people, role models, celebrities get to engage with listeners, professionals, educators, and influencers in order to showcase their thoughts, talents, concepts, opinions, and basically advice for a greater future. So I think we've ticked off all the boxes there, as we are now in Youth Month in South Africa. June is obviously Youth Month from the struggle 42 years ago in 1976. We celebrate the youth every June. Here at Inspired Youth, we celebrate the youth every day. So I thought it would be very appropriate to bring in a number of guests today to all talk about their involvement with the youth, and more importantly, their involvement with the Gauteng Province's Youth Expo. Yay. There we go. The excitement's real. That's currently happening at Nasrec Expo Center. It started on Saturday. It is going until next Sunday, so that's the 9th to the 17th of June. Nasrec Expo Center, don't ask which hall. It's every hall. And we're getting thousands and thousands of people coming to join us. The media is going crazy. The celebrities, the prizes, and the opportunities more so are just absolutely abundant. So that brings me to my first guest, who you'll probably recognize. Excited in the background. Luby, welcome. Oh, there we go.
I'm loving your vibe, Dean. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Yes, please.
It's my Monday vibe, you know. I just want to be a future CEO.
Oh, talking about which, huh? So you can catch that right here on Cliff Central from 1 to 2 on a Thursday. Me, Gareth Armstrong. And it's all good things, truthful things, honest things, catalyzing, amplifying, advocating entrepreneurship in South Africa, Dean.
So it's basically the most important things that matter.
Well, hence, it was an easy fit for me to be involved with the Youth Expo, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah, well, so let's do.
You've
had like 40 Red Bulls, or you've been drinking the coffee way too much. Okay, so
it's our natural energy. Yeah,
I know.
I'm yours.
Kalubi.
Yes.
Who are you? What do you do? What is your involvement with Cliff Central? And what is your involvement with the Gauteng Province's annual Youth Expo, which is happening right now?
I'm an actress. I'm an activist. I'm an athlete. I'm a social entrepreneur. I'm an educator. Are you looking at the time? I'm a social entrepreneur. I'm an educator and I'm a scholar. I started here with Cliff Central about 4 years ago, and it really has just grown into something that has snowballed into an NGO, and that's where the space of entrepreneurism is so important. Obviously, we all know the unemployment rates in this country. We all know that even having a graduate or a university certificate does not guarantee your employment. It's also about adjusting the educational system, which gets our kids ready for the marketplace. So that's why it was an easy fit for me to be involved with the Expo, because that's what it's all about. It's about being able to create and start and operate your own business successfully and sustainable and with a viable future.
Yes. Okay. Love it. The amount of energy coming through this table is unbelievable. I have got another guest with us at the moment, and there are more joining us. But Peter, would you please introduce yourself, sir?
Hey, Dean. I'm Peter from Microsoft. I'm a digital advisor, and we're working with SEPA 1 Million and the Gauteng Provincial Government on their program of youth empowerment.
Okay, and this is something you've been involved with for quite a while, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so we started about a year ago, just dreaming about what we could do to empower youth in Gauteng at scale.
Yes.
And that's where we came up with the 10 million idea and concept.
Okay, so take us through that briefly before we get back to Lil Miss Energy over here.
And I would love to hear about it.
All right, so our research showed that one of the top three skills out of 14 million job postings was, in fact, Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Yeah. In the job postings. So the obvious thing then was to provide training on that through a platform, and the platform's called 10T Million.
Okay. And you're now obviously involved with the GP Youth Expo, and you're involved with the CHEPO 1 Million side of things. So
we've got a learning lab at the Expo. Come and check it out. There's 20 workstations there. You can register for this program. It's free. And you can upskill yourself in some of these critical job skills that you will need in interviews as well as in the marketplace.
What is the Chepo 1 million?
No. You just slow down right there. Okay. The main man from Chepo has just walked in the door. So we'll get all that in a second. Okay. But don't you think that this kind of thing would have been a little bit useful for us back in the day? I mean, I know you're only about 21. I am the tender age of 36. No, you're
I'm
young
40,
and beautiful.
I'm
let's
40,
be honest.
Babe.
I saw that wedding ring. It's just a show.
Bye-bye. Hello.
Okay, but no, all seriously, don't you think that something like what Peter was talking about now, I mean, what kind of opportunities would that have opened up for us at a younger age?
You know what, Dean, that's why I said that what they're teaching today at school, I don't think sometimes it'll be relevant for the kind of market that we're living in today.
As
we all know, AI, fourth industrial revolution, Mr. Microsoft, I mean, those are the things that we have to prepare kids for and what to teach them while they're still teachable spirits.
Yeah.
And as for me as an entrepreneur, those are the skills that I would want to learn to run and operate my business to be sustainable and viable for the future. So, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a brilliant fit and a brilliant tie. Now, the next gentleman that's just joined us in the studio here, Mr. Jack, Mr. Chepo 1 Million. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dean. It's great to be here.
Fantastic. Can you give us a brief rundown on, obviously, I mean, people know about Chepo 1 Million, but verbalize it, as they say, in the 140 characters or less? Or
sure thing. Although, thanks to a certain alleged leader of the free world, it's now 280, but don't worry. So basically, Chepo 1 Million is the Gauteng provincial government's comprehensive youth economic inclusion initiative.
Love it.
So we're all about learning that leads to jobs, short-term employment, long-term employment, self-employment, and we'll do anything this side of legal to get kids into those opportunities, pretty much. So a lot of our approach is really around obviously being very demand-led, so we focus on what the economy will actually support. So we don't believe in certifying for certifying's sake. We don't believe in training for training's sake. We're very much focused on what will actually equal a livelihood. That does put us in minority company amongst a lot of programs in the space and sometimes makes us a little bit unpopular, but hey, we're on Cliff Central. And popular is kind of what you guys do. So from the point of view of the expo, what we're doing at the moment, so the Sepo Village has been set up as the heart of the Gauteng Government Pavilion, and it's a sight to behold because it's, you guys are very unradio, we are very unexpo. So it's designed to really be the kind of thing that doesn't feel like your typical white tablecloth, here's a brochure, on your way type expo experience. The whole thing is set up to replicate a slightly sentimentalized but very cool version of a township environment. It's all set up around, it's got the aesthetic of township streets built into it, and it starts with obviously everyone who walks through that's over the age of 18, under the age of 35. They're going onto our registration system. So Sepo 1 Million is a big beast of a program. It places people into all kinds of different opportunities all the time. And by entering into the space, you will be eligible, part of the process that picks people up for those placements. But once you enter, then you'll go through what's called our Panda Lab, where you go through industrial theatre. Mm-hmm. The whole program and its ethos, its way of doing things is explained in much more accessible, much more fun and interesting ways. And then from there, you go into all the different bits and pieces in the Sepo Village. You go into what's called our Sepo Talks program. So that's scheduled bits and pieces that are based roughly on TED Talks.
Yeah, I've been seeing that all over Twitter. It's going crazy.
And it's about basically, we let ourselves off the hook a bit and said, everyone we know that has something useful to say about employment, about entrepreneurship, about learning, including Microsoft, oddly enough, can come in and actually give...
Be nice, we're on live radio.
If you can't tease your partners on Cliff Central, where can you do it? I mean,
this is a safe place.
Yeah, exactly.
This
it's
is a
safe space, Peter. It's a safe space. All right. No trigger warnings for Microsoft. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so... So you can go through the Sepo Talks program is really about anyone, as I said, that's got something useful to say that young people could benefit from hearing about entrepreneurship, about skills, about employment, about the world of work in general. And for the 2 days at the moment, in fact, we've actually turned over the Sepo stage to something called the Live App Festival. So Live App, this is a bit of an experiment between a group called B-Style Media and Gauteng Provincial Government, and it's sponsored by the Innovation Hub. What we've done is we've brought a whole bunch of app developers and a whole bunch of app experts together to say, this is what the app economy looks like. So if you want to work in apps, not just, you know, create your own app. I mean, there is the possibility to do that, but really want to work in apps. If you're looking at the skill sets that matter for apps, then there's all kinds of things on display that you can interact with. You can look at the security, the back end, all the different bits and pieces that are beyond the whole, oh, gee, here's my app idea. Then,
obviously, the data protection side of things that's kicking in now is a
whole other level.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's important also for young people to understand how information is managed in an app environment.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people wind up with things on their phone that are learning all kinds of things about them all the time. And if you want to work in this world, you've got to be able to explain and understand what you're doing with that data.
It's so important what you're saying, because I'm finding so many girls are so interested in STEM, and that's obviously you know, the tech space, and that's what we're trying to amplify, especially in our session today, which is about women's dialogue and women breaking those barriers and breaking those glance feelings to do those kind of, to do those kind of jobs and create those kind of livelihoods through science and tech.
And we're very much behind you. In fact, what I can tell
you,
SEPO is actually 60% female on the beneficiary side. So we actually have more women than men.
Jumping up and down here.
Okay. I get so excited, Dean. Yeah. No, tell us more.
Okay, so the rest of the SEPO village is pretty interesting. I'll come to the Microsoft bit last, because that's obviously where I can bring Peter in. So we have something called the Be Your Own Boss Lab. So that's recognizing that a lot of young people will be interested in self-employment.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to be straight up about this. This isn't just about completing new products and new business ideas. You might be somebody with a vocational training history that wants to set yourself up as a tradesperson. You might be somebody who wants to start a small franchise version of one of the other kinds of micro franchises we run under SEPO. There's a lot of reasons you might become self-employed that aren't strictly about, I need to come up with this completely new product. But there's also the space for you to do exactly that. We've got different partners doing business registration, business advisory. NYDA has got the Be Your Own Boss Lab to themselves for between now and Friday. The Innovation Hub had it over the weekend. And then Gen 25 are taking over for the final weekend of the festival. Then there's also the what we call the Work for Workspace. So that's a partnership with Coca-Cola Beverages South Africa. And it's all about really kids that want to get experience in retail and hospitality. So we've set up a makeshift spaza that is the kind of place where a lot of youth will be placed as a kind of first time opportunity in a township context. And it's that I'll come back to that, because that's a big part of our partnership with the YES program, the Youth Employment Service, is focusing on those kind of first-time work experiences. And it's people that want to be able to kind of demonstrate their skill and demonstrate their ability to be put forward for those kind of jobs. Then we have the social club, which is also a space. Culture and socialization is definitely an industry. Mm. And we've proved that, because YFM are bringing in their DJ competition, the first iteration of which we had today.
So, I saw that on Twitter. Yeah, I saw that.
And what I'm sure you'll be glad to know from a women's empowerment perspective, one of our first contestants from inner city Joburg was female. So,
of course.
Imbogodo!
I've all got the confidence. So.
Yeah, she conquers. Then, the last piece of the SEPO village, which is why we have these otherwise boring types from Microsoft in the room. Anyway,
and Jack should have his own radio show.
Can't help himself, eh?
Can't help himself, yes.
So the Microsoft and ourselves, they've actually been very non-boring in this case. I'm being very unfair to them. Because they've partnered with the Gauteng provincial government to bring about what we're calling Tinti Million. So for those of you that don't speak street versions of Zulu, that's a contraction of Intinta I Million, or touch a million people, but just Tinti Million for those who want to just go with the flow. And it's really a partnership designed around what we call desktop literacy. Mm. Now, a lot of people will say, no, but young people, of course they're digitally literate. They're on their phones all the time. Being on your phone and knowing how to use a laptop are a completely
two different worlds.
Absolutely.
And Microsoft and ourselves recognize this. And at this stage, at least in South Africa, certainly, Microsoft's products are the dominant way that most people interact with their work every day. Word, Excel, PowerPoint. They define, when people say they're doing work, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be on one of those platforms. Mm. Yet we're dealing with a young workforce that doesn't have access, that doesn't have the opportunity to learn these skills, or can't afford to pay the people that are 100%.
Absolutely.
So, what's the SEPO 1 Million program takes the idea of expanding the learning frontier very, very seriously. So we've pushed our learning frontier out into the townships. We're launching at a whole lot of township libraries, already opened in Sebokeng and a few other outlying places, but all the Ekurhuleni libraries, for example, are going to feature the system. And what we're doing there is we're using video-enabled learning with text-based learning, self-led, as a way of acquiring skills that you need to make yourself more employable. And Microsoft Tinti Million is part of it.
Fantastic.
So we're demonstrating that live and in living color, in Microsoft colors as it happens, the four primaries screaming at you, from in the Microsoft, it's called the Learning Lab at the SEPO Village. So once you've gone through the Panda Lab and you listen to a SEPO talk, you can then go into the next session, which is you choose. You go into the Be Your Own Boss Lab, but the Learning Lab, people are going through live Microsoft Tinti Million learning as we speak at the Youth Expo. So it's not just picking up a flyer. You are on our system. You are gaining certifications and competencies that we can use to put you forward for more jobs. And as this comes to libraries and other government spaces in your area, you can also do the other things that we're doing under Mass Digital Learning. So we're doing KFD3. We're doing...
Wow.
There's a lot going on, basically.
There's a lot going on.
I don't believe what I've just heard.
Okay, so if you have just joined us for a second, welcome to Inspired Youth SA here on Cliff Central, partnership with Pride Factor and Cliff Central. I have in the house with me Jack from Chepo Million, Peter from Microsoft, and of course the voice that you recognize as well, Luby from Future CEOs, right here on Cliff Central every Thursday from 1 till 2. All right, we are talking about the Gauteng Province's annual Youth Expo that's happening down at Nazareth Center at the moment. It is from the 9th until the 17th, and we encourage you, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, your children, and your animals, true story, to come and join us down there. True story. Am I not lying? I mean, we've been asked to bring that. So people out there, youngsters, teachers, parents, officials, sponsors, corporates, anyone of any sort, come and see what is going on down there. It is the entire Nazareth Expo Center. We have talks. We have the NYDA. We have the National Financial Literacy Association. We have the I Am Dyslexic, which I'm kind of feeling right now, to be completely honest. Over the weekend, we've had the Inspired Youth and Pride Factor events, and I'm going to give myself a punt there. It was insane. I can't get over it. Saturday, we filled up Hall 10 with 2,500 people.
Yay!
We turned away 700 people. We had Candice Motosele, Bululani Balabala, Zarif Minty, Sibu Sisu, Fred Bahasu. I was the MC,
I saw the pictures, and it was absolutely insane.
And then we repeated it yesterday. And yes, I only got out of bed at 11 o'clock this morning. I was like, I am going to lie in. One thing that you guys probably aren't too familiar with. Yeah, I am. So it has been absolutely phenomenal, and I can do nothing but encourage anyone and everyone out there to come down and get involved. Now, you've got another program going on there with SWIFT.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So let's just go through that briefly.
Dean, and to everyone listening, so it's an NGO that we started 2 years ago because we realized that access and mentorship for women of color in our industry is just null and void. So together with the Nelson Mandela's Children Films Festival, we're doing a great dialogue session, an animation workshop. We've got the directors of Game of Thrones coming through just to inspire the kids about media and advocacy, just to inspire the kids that the creative space is still much very, very prevalent in the world that we live in today, and just to inspire people that you can take your creative side and make it work for you as a business person.
Right.
So that's happening mainly on Saturday, but it was great being at the Women's Dialogue today because it's all about, just as much as it is Nelson Mandela Centenary, it's also very much time to celebrate and be part of a legacy of formidable women, and one of those women was Umama Albertina Sisulu. So
yes,
we go through all of her history, what she's done for women and girls today, what her legacy means, and what we can do to empower young girls and women to be creators of their own destiny and be their own visionaries and be leaders and break that glass ceiling when it comes to businesses, entrepreneurship, and corporate.
Love it. No, I mean, there's so many things happening down there. And again, this is why we've been involved with the event for 3 years now, and it's just going from strength to strength. I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic seeing all the involvement. And it takes people like Jack and like yourself, and obviously corporates like the Microsoft side of things,
absolutely,
to come and get involved. So Peter, give us a little bit more in as to what we can expect from Microsoft in dealing with Tepo 1 Million, with Gauteng in general, and obviously the youth in the age that we're in.
So I think one thing I just wanted to add, if you're not at the Youth Expo, you can go online.
If you're not at the Youth Expo, get to the Youth Expo.
Yeah, get to the Youth Expo. But www.tintimillion.co.za. There's nothing stopping you going online and getting access to this training, which will improve your employability. Download it onto an app. Go to a government free Wi-Fi hotspot. Download the content. Go and consume it in your own time. So I think there's many ways that we can access this. Obviously, first prize, get down to the expo, but sure. Let's not exclude those that are listening, perhaps that weren't able to make it.
Sure, and also, I mean, yes. Look out in your, certainly for unemployed young job seekers, look out for this in your local library. And there's various government sites that are hosting it. We're also doing these funky new micro malls in townships that are points of presence for ourselves and the Youth Employment Service Program, and you can access the content there as well. I should mention the YES program too, because that's a key feature of what we're also promoting at the expo.
Yeah.
So the Youth Employment Service, people will have caught the headlines where the president launched the whole thing with all the mucky mucks and the various CEOs, etc. But there's actually very few people, I think, that fully understand the power of what this thing is going to do, because it creates an opportunity for corporates that are still a bit behind on the transformation game to improve their BEE standing by paying for young people, 1 million young people in total at least, to do 12-month work experiences. Now, only about 10 or 20% of those work experiences are going to be in the traditional places, in your Sandtons, your Midrands, your Pretorias, etc. About 80% of them are going to have to be in townships and with youth, and for youth to get experience as their own mini micro franchise.
Right.
So that's a huge amount of funding in terms of stipends, training, devices, all kinds of things that are going into youth getting opportunities where they live, which is a huge piece.
Absolutely.
So I was asked earlier today, why did we style the Sepo Village so much like a township? We said, because we're trying to give youth a sense that the environments they come from have legitimacy.
They're not bad places, and the opportunities right there. Love it.
Exactly.
Yes, yes.
And then we're also trying to broadcast to the world that we've got to think, if we can't solve township economy, we can't solve youth unemployment.
True.
Because the vast majority of young people, as you've seen from your work with Pride Factor, Dean, they can't access jobs that are more than a taxi ride or a bus ride away.
Yeah.
And the vast majority of jobs and internships are much more than that. So if we can't bring opportunities to townships themselves, we lose the battle. And that means that's one of several reasons you've got to develop townships, but this is one of the big impetus points in SEPO, and this is a conversation maybe for more time another time. But really it's around how we can empower existing township businesses and new SMMEs run by young people and other small operators to expand and become employers in townships.
Right.
And that's a huge area of work that's contained in the program, and it's one of the things that we're really, really investing in is the SEPO 1 million program and as Gauteng provincial government as a whole.
Brilliant.
You know, Dean, there's this term called Tumamina, which our president has really just involved, and I love it because it just is all-encompassing and uniting of the kind of responsibility that we have to empower and educate and inspire and incentivize our youth. So I'm very much a Tumamina kind of vibe right now, and it's all of us pulling together in teamwork and collaborations.
Absolutely. I think that's exactly what it is about. And I mean, I've also had this once or twice when people are going, well, what you're doing at Pride Factor and Inspired Youth is in competition with what we're doing. And straight away it's like, but how is that so? We've got 1 million unemployed people reaching the market every year. Mm. We've got unemployment. And you think one organization or group or government or anything like that is going to source everything? No. It's about coming together. It's about putting all these people together and making a measurable, impactful difference in the world as to the future. So, I mean, again, that's why we're endorsing this program. And obviously, what you guys are doing at SEPO, leading by example with Microsoft, future CEOs and Swift, it is collaboration. At the end of the day, the result is let's benefit the youth of the country. I mean, am I right in that or not?
You're right.
Yes.
Spot on.
Fantastic.
So, Dee, my tagline is there's enough trouble to go around. All of us need to lend a helping hand here. And I think part of what we're really trying to get people to do is to also think differently about the way they address this problem. Mm. So Corporates are interesting because the Premier often throws me at the sort of the private sector with the, you know, with the express, you know, order to work out how they can fit together with SEPO. And they walk in thinking they're going to give away a few internships and walk out suddenly reconceptualizing their whole value chain, because that's what we need a lot of corporates to do, is to look at how they can change the way they do business to include more smaller micro enterprises, to include more township-based
corporate
firms.
Activism.
Yeah, and the thing is, you've got to do it in the way, it's got to be a main business focus.
Absolutely.
And I think what's great about the YES program, what's great about some of the things that are going on under the bigger Tumamina banner is that you've got a whole lot of people that ordinarily don't speak this kind of same language coming together and saying, okay, can we look at the way we ordinarily do things, the money we already spend, the stuff we already buy, the way we already distribute our goods, can that shift in a way that changes opportunity for young people?
Love it.
I mean, so one of our other partners at the expo, Coca-Cola, is a great example. They're partnering with us around new ways of distributing their products in townships and in informal settlements in rural areas, where we create opportunities for young owner-driver micro-distributors to get their product to hawkers, food carts, the informal marketplace, spas that need constant resupply. And it's part of a partnership with a group called Buddy Box that do last mile delivery in townships. And we've put in L'Oreal's joined that equation because of Dark and Lovely, one of the biggest township hair care brands in the country. Big Save, one of the big wholesalers supplying the spas, has joined that. Once you show the way, lots of interesting people can join you. And that for us is really where it's at.
Dean, it's profit meets purpose.
Yes.
And shared value, that we can all have a common value of uplifting people. And I can taste that kind of energy in the air of late.
Yes, it very, very much is apparent, isn't it? I mean, also some of the youngsters that are coming through the programs, I mean, I find it quite difficult because, I mean, we run some large events as well and engage with the youngsters. That's our biggest forte is. We've done research with HDI, with Monash, with our partners at SAEC, with Activate, with all these kind of things. And we ask the youngsters, what do you want to talk about? You know, what do you want to learn? What are the issues? What is it? As opposed to just the teacher, the typical old, this is that, this is how we see the world. It's engaging with them as to what it is that they want to talk about. And it's interesting on, like, political standpoints, how to impact my community, and obviously, how do I make some money? You know, there aren't going to be enough jobs for everyone, so how to become entrepreneurially minded, or have a work readiness kind of skill that I can enter the job market. I mean, I get SMSs and Facebook messages all the time. Hi, I are a job looking for with CV attached. And this, you know what I mean? It's like,
so buddy, first thing to do, tell them to register for SEPO.
But you're 20 years old. Like, let's get that introductory email sorted, because I already don't take you seriously.
Sure.
You know, and again, the word of entitlement is a horrible word, but this gimme, there's only so much that you can give. You need to meet halfway.
Absolutely.
You know, you need to put yourself forward. So exactly what we're doing here, which is, the government is supplying hotspots for internet. They're making programs available, but you've got to come. You've got to get to the Wi-Fi. You've got to ideally find your way to the event. You've got to log on. You've got to put it in. We can't sit there and, sorry to say, I wipe your bum the whole way through. Just come and get involved and see what all these opportunities are there for you. Am I right, Jack?
Yeah, and you're referencing something that in the workforce development space we tend to call agency. Which is the sort of elusive idea, but it can be measured, which is, it's the extent to which you're self-motivated, self-reliant, you can be relied upon to take certain things seriously without being handheld. And there's different measures of that that we take in the program. So we measure a lot of things about a young person. So for example, whether or not, even though they're living in an area with very low economic activity, they still go to the trouble of making themselves more employable by going through the Microsoft program.
Yep.
That's got points. If they show up for a volunteer opportunity to improve their on-the-job skills, that makes a difference.
Precisely.
So all of these things fit together. I think people have got to be careful before they necessarily stereotype young people as selfish for wanting to be money-making. So, for example, not saying that what you were doing at all, but just an interesting statistic from our program. Every young person that we find, that we put into an earning opportunity, on average, they support 5 or 6 other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of pressure, especially on the younger, somewhat better educated generation, to say, can you translate your education into something meaningful for those that rely on you?
Yeah.
And you're sitting in a situation now, I mean, skills aren't the whole part of the story.
Absolutely.
I mean, just to give a very, very interesting point that's often ignored, the average employed Chinese person is less skilled than the average unemployed South African.
I can believe that.
Yeah, it breaks my heart, those kind of stats. It really does. Like, but, that's annoying. But
okay, but here's another interesting reason in South Africa that we have to think about. In the last financial cycle, I got this from one of the panels I was at with National Treasury recently, 56% of the jobs in the last financial cycle were accounted for by 1,000 firms.
Wow.
That's it. That's how concentrated our economy is.
Sure.
1,000 firms account for over half of all formal employment. And if that doesn't summarize why we need
the
way more.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And also for me, as a business owner, as somebody who's looking for young talent, I always ask, it's not what you're doing, it's why you want to do it. You know, you have to have that what is your why for a person? Because I think that'll drive you when things get tough and people, it will in your job space, when you fail and you will fail, when you're disappointed, you will disappointed. What's going to carry you through? What's going to give you that sentiment and that growth mindset to always come back to work and always, you know, do your best? So I think a purpose-driven question, like what is your why? Why are you doing impact, social change, positive change? Those are very necessary questions that we've got to ask our kids what they want to do with their lives.
And don't forget that young people make choices. That's the biggest thing that I criticize about badly designed youth programs.
Do you find a lot of badly designed youth? They're all over the place, I find.
They can be. And yeah. I mean, we're very, very lucky. Our core partner for the Step 1 Million program is the Harambee Youth Employment Accelerator. And they've got a lot of experience in the space and a lot of ability and data and analytic basis that they draw off to get things going. And one of the things that they've continually remind everyone else is that young people are autonomous agents. They make choices. Just because you say to them, okay, there's this job, it's available, you're desperate, take it, doesn't mean they're going to do it.
No.
Just because... And sometimes they make tough choices. You might find graduates that will take the fairly frontline job that pays minimum wage now because they need the money now, rather than going through a fairly low stipend 6-month internship, even though at the end of that they get paid a lot more. So you've got to be careful about judging people's choices. And I think young people are autonomous agents. I mean, one of the things I really like about Pride Factor and the work that you guys do, Dean, is that you really do emphasize individual choice and individual agency as part of it. And there are people who would say, but wait, what choices does a young person born in the far-flung reaches of the most disadvantaged townships have? They do have choices, and they make choices every day. And I think it's the nature of the choices they make that we're trying to give them better options, ways that they can access things locally, ways they can spend the very limited money they have better. Costs an average young person about 1,000 rand a month in job search fees at least, and that's money they don't have.
Absolutely.
So they've got to be able to make better choices, but they've got to know that the choices they make are things that will influence how far they can go. And that's something we can't lose in designing youth programs and designing our response to what is our generational crisis in terms of youth unemployment.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it comes down to that attitude as well. As I say, I mean, it's just, you know, as you're saying, Jack, about choices. Yes, like how many choices do they have, etc. It is the way that you can look at something and the way that you can react to something that has happened in your life and not be resentful or, you know, unappreciative and things like that. And I think that's what the life skills side of things that we try and teach is, you know, PRIDE, Pride Factor. We talk about prosperity, which is the main aim. You know, get to the end there. R stands for respect and responsibility. You know, you're going to make decisions, take responsibility for them, and show a little bit of respect to those people that might be able to help you, assist you, or anything like that. I, improvement. Improve constantly. Improve all the time. There's an ancient Japanese philosophy called the Kaizen principle, which means a continuous expansion and improvement of oneself. D stands for direction. What are you going to do when you finish school? Are you going to travel? Are you going to study? Are you going to get a job? Or are you going to become an entrepreneur? Or, because of the digital revolution, are you going to do more than one thing at the same time? You can have a job while you study. You know, you can be working on your entrepreneurial nature while you are at your job, etc. So we can make that available. And E stands for energy. It is about the way that you, it's about the way that you get involved with people. You know, I mean, at my event yesterday, and I say it every year, and it's always the same thing. Kids come up to me on the stage and they come with me the photograph with the camera and this and that, and he looks at me and goes, "Give me your cap." Now, why would I give you my cap? Not, "Hi, sir, please may I have your cap," which would at least be humane. But this whole, you know, if you don't ask, you don't get. Yes. If you don't offer, you also don't get. So if someone came up to me and said, hi there, can I help or do anything
Absolutely.
In order to get a cap or a prize yeah. or something? I've got a box of caps in my car, you know, and I end up sitting there because it is the whole, hey, or how's it? Give a cap or a schmarket, you know? And it's like, whoa, you know, but there are those people that are like, sir, can I help cleaning up? I'm like, well, we don't actually need your help, but here we go. And we're dishing them out. So it is about those choices, and it is about having just a little bit of respect and responsibility at the same time. And now, getting onto those choices, obviously, with all the help and assistance from programs like TEPO 1 Million, mm-hmm. Gauteng Province, SWIFT, future CEOs and all that kind of stuff, the plans on Microsoft's side of things, have we got more plans in the future to get involved more so? I mean, is there more scale coming out of Microsoft that we can expect for youngsters?
They don't have a choice.
Dean, I think it kind of, we've been talking about the responsibility on youth to actually, and I think MEC Lesufi at our Tinti launch in April said it's this is a hands up, not a hands out approach.
Love
but
that.
I think it's the theme that's been coming through. And for us, I think there's a learning journey that we'd like to take students on. And our, you know, with working with someone like Jack, there's never going to be a dull moment, and he's going to be pushing us all the way. So I think we're excited about what we can do with this platform. It's a platform that we can put new content down on as we. Yeah. Our philosophy has kind of been to put content down, test it, check the market, see what the appetite is for it, and so we'll do that with other content as well, Jack, I'm sure, as we move forward.
We will do, and I think we need to respect also that you're dealing with very small pieces of time. The average young person can't spend more than a couple of hours in one of these libraries at a time, and you've got to get the maximum value for that.
Yeah.
I think also one of the things that this is designed to recognize, and this is something about the program in general, there's no one that has a straight line. Very, very few people have a straight line development from where they are to what they're going to grow up to be.
Yeah.
And everything is a zigzag. Everyone bound. So, and what the more information we can give you, the more options we can help you create for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The more empowering it is. And I think what's really great about the partnership with Microsoft is that it's designed around the idea that everything really has to be made as accessible as possible. So you can go into a library for 2 hours, but you can watch the videos again on your phone.
Yeah.
You can. Everything is designed for low bandwidth. We're actually building our own SEPA 1 million zero-rated Wi-Fi network for...
Oh, I'm in.
Amen!
I'm in.
Okay. So Gauteng Broadband Network are putting it together at various sites. But so that's coming along. And I think that's recognizing the point that was just made, that data is a major constraint. Mm-hmm. We can do... We're at a stage where we can do amazing, amazing things with self-guided learning. So our Matric Rewrite program, for example, we've got our first cohort writing in November. From August to basically October, we're going to be putting people through video-based learning that covers the gaps that will get them from a 30% pass in matric maths exam to a 60% pass.
Incredible.
That wasn't possible 5 years
ago. That was not possible 5 years ago.
No. So it's and there's a lot of people.
On radio.
No, the Premier would love it. This is the great thing about having a leader like Premier Mukura, because when he starts SEPA 1 Million, he says you have to be unmanager. You have to be ungovernment.
So this data free platform, we need to get Cliff Central on there, correct?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Well, we have to. That depends. Are you guys a socially developmental asset? This is defend yourselves. Come on, Dean. No, but I think there is room for some degree of that. The idea that we can create different kinds of distribution platforms. And I think Cliff Central, when it started, was considered to be a fool's errand by a lot of your traditional media partners. And you're sitting on how many listeners now?
I'm not even too sure.
Can
anyone out there give us any stats on how many listeners we've got?
So Cliff Central will jump on there in a second, I'm sure. I think another great line that, I mean, Peter mentioned MEC Lesufi's comments at the launch in Civic King. Mm. And I think he had another great point that I think we have to bear in mind, which is both we've got a lot of positivity in this room, and a lot of people comment on the danger of the disaffection of the current generation of youth. And I think MEC Lesufi put his finger on it when he said there's 2.7 odd million young people in Gauteng that are currently not in education, training, not in employment, etc., etc.
Mm.
He says anyone that can lead that number of young people, for better or for worse, can lead a revolution. Yeah. So, and so if you don't lead them for the better, somebody will lead them for the worse.
Yeah.
And that's so if you want the worst of populism, the worst of negativity, the worst of criminality to become the defining feature of young South Africa, that's the danger. How we avoid it? We give the youth options.
Yeah, yeah.
We take the frontier into the townships. We partner with corporates that are otherwise fussy and scared and not sure, yeah, like Microsoft, and we show them the way that they can lend their significant resource base and ability to help resolve and improve the situation.
I think it's important exactly what we're talking about here and why we're having fun and we're, you know, yes, does this and carrying on and all the rest of it. It's also very important to teach youngsters about, you know, being human, you know, being adults, having that respect and understanding that it's not all black and white and cut and copy and paste, and you know there's opportunities and there's leeway, and if you develop your self confidence and if you develop your self knowledge a little bit more so, because that self doubt, man, being an entrepreneur, that self doubt thing is it's a cancer, it's a killer, you know. But if you can build
being
that confidence,
any job, self doubt. You're interviewing for Gorilla at Nando's, self doubt's going
to exactly.
Be
so to have that kind of confidence and the backing and the support that we're able to give through these programs, through this expo, through Microsoft's platforms, future CEOs, Cliff Central, all this kind of stuff. As I said from the beginning, this is one big collaboration, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very excited about that. And saying how excited I am, we have more guests in the studio.
Yay.
Hello, welcome yourselves. Who are
Hi.
You?
Hi. This is Gorge Designs.
Gorgeous Designs. Are you going to take your glasses? Are you going to take your glasses off? You don't have to. They're just gorgeous. So I thought you might just leave them.
I can't leave without them.
Okay. So who are you? What do you do? Why are you here?
Okay. participating in the NYDA.
Yes.
So we're exhibiting this week,
yeah,
and chosen for the fashion show on Saturday, June 16th. So quite excited about that.
Fantastic.
But I'm a designer, also an accountant by profession.
Just accountant by profession. Just Soma throws that in there, Nochel.
Yeah, yes, because it plays a big factor,
yes,
in my life.
Okay.
Because I have to juggle the two, and sometimes I lose business and passion, what I love, which is designing, because I have to report to work.
There's enough passion in this room to fuel a jet. I can feel it, I'm telling you. Okay,
so,
and you're also obviously involved with
partner?
The GP Youth Month, yes.
Yes, this is...
This is Xolisa Ngubeni from Suitability Tailored Suit.
Okay.
Basically, I'm a bespoke suit stylist.
I can see this.
Yeah.
You should talk to Jack, because this is the first time I've seen Jack without a strapping suit on.
No, definitely.
You are always dressed to the nines and rather intimidating. Yeah, no, he really is.
We deal with a lot of private sector people that have a slightly grotesque view of government. You got to redo that a bit with some professionalism. But I wasn't going to walk around the youth expo dressed that way.
Please
so don't. I got to blend into my team, which
love
is fine, in my Seppo shirt and leather jacket, etc.
Okay, so you guys obviously involved with the expo that's going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, we were invited. Okay, it's a bit of a funny story. So how I got invited to the expo, I made my mother a beautiful suit, and someone who's on the NYDA team spotted my mother in the suit and decided that whoever did that job needs to be part of the NYDA.
Yes.
So we went and curated our clothes, and they had to choose a number of designers. So I was one of the chosen ones.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. And it's been great. I'm meeting different people. I'm getting more exposure. And it gives validation that, you know, because you doubt yourself as an entrepreneur, because you haven't done this thing for a very long time. And having a professional, being a professional person,
yeah,
when you start something else, you start thinking, is it worth it? Am
yes.
I wasting my time? Should I just stick to whatever I'm doing? So for me, this is a validation that keep on, girl. You
yeah.
know, follow your passion, and you really are great at this. So I can't wait for the fashion show more than anything. And I'm here because of someone spotted my clothes yesterday and said, you need to go to Cliff Central, you know, and tell us more about yourself. I also do bespoke.
Okay.
So my inspiration is really my mother, because I do antique vintage for business and corporate wear.
Fantastic.
So when I was a child, I was a very happy child.
Yeah.
Why my mother and why antique?
Yeah.
It's because of, it reminds me of how happy I was.
Yeah.
And why vintage? It's because nowadays you have to reveal a lot for you to feel sexy, for you to feel beautiful. So I felt like in the olden days, they weren't revealing anything. But I remember my mother being the most beautiful woman wherever we go.
What
so that's
a
why
nice
I chose
thing to
it.
Say. What a nice yes. thing to say. See,
so,
that's what it's about.
A lot of people are really responding because it's niche and I use different fabric,
yep.
colors. I love scotch. We used to play a game when we were young again, which is, we call it check. So when someone is wearing check, you would go to them like check. So I use most of those playful colors. And if you can see my dress today, it's a Mickey Mouse color.
It's beautiful.
So, yeah.
We'll take a photo of that and put it up with the podcast for sure.
Okay. Back to my favorite.
And then you, sir?
Yeah. Basically, I'm more specializing in Facebook for males.
Yes.
She does lady stuff, so I do male stuff.
Yeah.
I'm always interested in by the gentleman look.
Yeah.
You know, incorporating the old style. As you can see my tie right now.
I can see you have got
OG
that
tie,
down.
And then I got the peach suit, which is a new thing. I like to incorporate the old style with the new style to revive
yeah.
that. More basically, we deal with people in corporate weddings and lifestyle suits.
Okay.
So what I do, in our studio, you come through, you choose a fabric from us. We discuss the detail of the suit. If you want the notch lapel or the peak lapel, we do all those things and we style you all that.
So it's stylish youth month, basically. We're yeah. styling
very
the youth.
So.
I love it. Yeah. So did you make that jacket you're wearing?
Definitely. It's a
definitely.
Suitability.
Proudly.
And personalize my name as well.
Very cool. Yeah. Very
I think
cool.
it's very important. Wherever you go, you need to wear yourself. So I had an interview with Tor Billing, both of
yeah.
us. We were there because of they saw my clothes. So
mm-hmm.
it's amazing. And I always say, because before I used to be so confused, should I be wearing my clothes? Should I be modeling my clothes?
Of
should
course.
I be the face of Gorge Designs? And I am not in this thing to be famous, but I am in this thing because of the passion and it is business for me. You know, in so many years, people are wearing Louis Vuitton and Gucci, but we never knew the faces.
Yeah.
But trust me, they're the most successful designers we know. So I'm about fulfilling other people's needs
yeah.
and fulfilling my passion also because it makes me happy. Mm. And for me, why I chose to do this, it's because of, as women, we don't really uplift each other all the time.
Yeah.
And you would go with your partner and they would just find other boys, and just like that you think they've known each other for years. But for women it takes time. You first look at someone, you're like, maybe I don't fit in there, you know. So I wanted to create a space where women can all look gorge. And forget, yes, God.
I like that.
Yes, and forget about how am I looking or being insecure. Mm. And because my things aren't too revealing,
yeah.
so we make sure, because we bespoke, we take out the best parts of your body that you love and hide anything else you don't like about your body.
Well,
so
I think that is
great.
Most commendable, if I may say. I think that's awesome. Be the face of your own brand. If you're passionate
yeah.
about it, you should be wearing it without a doubt. And I can tell you that they say that the average person is judged by everyone else within the first 7 seconds, whether you open your mouth or not.
True.
You two walked into the Cliff Central studios and you were judged in the first 7 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, these people, I need to hang around these guys. May I ask you the question that I'm not meant to ask women at all? How old are you?
Oh my gosh. So many men will be happy to hear this because they've been asking this question.
Mm.
I am 33 years old.
33?
Woo!
Liar.
And you, sir?
I'm on my early 20s.
Early
20s. Yes, I'm dealing with babies, yeah.
So you should adapt that to early 30s. So you are the youth, are you not?
We are,
this is exactly what it's about. This is what we've been talking about the whole time, guys. It's an Inspired Youth Show on cliffcentral.com, brought to you by Pride Factor and, of course, Cliff Central. We're talking about Youth Month. We're talking about the Gauteng Provincial Youth Expo that's happening down at Nasrec
yes!
Center from the 9th until the 17th of June. Get on down there. Come and see some of our inspired youth as to what they're doing. We've got everything from the NYDA to fashion villages to opportunities in the police force to events to just lexic to talks, dialogues. There is so much going on. I can tell you this coming weekend on the 16th and the 17th, if you haven't got a parking place by 10 o'clock, you might as well turn around. I think it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. And this whole week, the lineup is fantastic. So go and check it out on Twitter, on Facebook. Go and check out the website, Gauteng Provincial's Youth Month, sorry, Youth Expo celebrations. Best place to find us is obviously on Twitter. All the updates are going on there, and there's just a lot of exciting things happening, isn't there, Jack?
Yeah, and I definitely say that for youth that don't have another way to get there, Gauteng.gov.za, if you do have access to the net, has a whole lot of pickup points. But there are, those pickup points are being promoted by community radio stations in just about every area of the province. And yeah, I would definitely try find a way to get there. We are sending buses. It's early, so for those that need to sleep until 11, I realize you had a rough weekend, Dine. but
you called me Dine.
Dean. Sorry. Molo. Anyway, we'll move on. So I'm Jack spelled weirdly. So being Dean spelled weirdly is actually where.
Jack.
There we are. We're kind of birds of a feather there. There are pickup points all over the province. You have to get there by 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is okay. It's Cliff Central, I can say this. That's a bitch.
Yeah.
But it's worth it from the point of view that you'll be able to expose yourself to a lot of opportunity you wouldn't otherwise see.
Yes.
The Sepo Village is the heart of the Gauteng Pavilion, but there's all kinds of other things going on, as you've mentioned.
Yeah.
And certainly it's the kind of thing that will be worth your while to get to. And we can encourage youth. We've been talking about agency. We've been talking about self-motivation. So we've got some great examples in the studio and out there on the streets. All I can say is prove it to yourself. Prove it to us. Come to the expo. And even if you don't make it, for those of you that still want to be part of the province's major youth empowerment program, www.sepo.mobi works on any phone, zero rated on Mobi networks. There isn't an excuse.
You heard it here, so that's what we're going to be doing. So do get in. As I said earlier on, it's all about balance. We're going to meet you halfway. We're going to give you every platform and every opportunity that we can. I can tell you now, from coming to the expo and seeing everyone leaving there yesterday and Saturday, they have got smiles from ear to ear. They've got bags full of content. There's prizes, gifts, and awards. There's free food. It's just nonstop. But obviously, if you aren't able to make it down there, we will miss you. Go and check out sepo.mobi. Is that correct? Obviously, go and check that out and get yourself involved. Meet us halfway, and we will take you the rest of the way. Peter, words of wisdom from Microsoft as we wrap up a very energetic show.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
I think we're very excited in this partnership, and I think it's what the crisis, the youth crisis, calls for creative ways of partnering with between public and private sectors.
Yes.
And we've got to rethink the way we do things. And I think this partnership for us is very exciting because it's making a real difference in the lives of our youth. And that's what we're about, I think.
Fantastic. So that's from Microsoft's own words. I think that is, it's, I mean, it's, how do I say this? It's like the two heavies coming together. That's what I see here is, you know, TEPA 1 million is doing what they're doing and they are well known. Microsoft, show me a person that doesn't know who they are. And it gives it that validity and that like heaviness of we're being serious and we are going to make a difference together. So kudos to you both. Ending words from your side of things.
What about me?
No, I'm going to get back to you because I can.
Yes, save the best for last.
Can someone, pressure. Someone turn her microphone
they don't
down.
Give you a seat, you bring a folding chair.
Oh, goodness, turn that microphone down. Okay, some ending words from you, young lady.
First of all, I see Tep was here. I did go through their store, and for every young person, I advise them if they go to the exhibition, they must go through that because they really helped me. And I'm, they really did because I'm a startup. So they send you to write directions. So thank you so much for the work you
That's
do.
That's what a round of applause
really
in
helps.
The studio sounds like.
And as for Gauge Designs, I'd really advise all the youth, follow your passion, follow your dreams. Don't just go and work for someone just to get money. At the end of the day, you need to live the life you're here for. Thank you so much.
Love it. Sure. Love it, love it, love it. Sir, words of wisdom.
From my side, what I can say is that if it's in your mind, then it's definitely achievable.
Love that very much. Short, sweet, straight to the point. Yeah. Guys, from my side of things, Inspired Youth and Pride Factor has been nothing short of... Oh, yeah, there's someone else on it.
Please, please. From my side... Teamwork collaborations,
yes.
Respect and dignity, economic transformation, intergenerational wealth transfer, and doing great business and shared value.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. From our side of things, this has been another installment of Inspired Youth SA here on cliffcentral.com, your number one listening show where we get to engage with people that are making a difference in the world of the youth. Please do engage with us. Share the podcast. Find us at hashtag Inspired Youth SA, otherwise on Cliff Central. Seppo.mobi, and everyone else that we mentioned throughout the show. It has been fantastic. I'm absolutely exhausted. I can't wait to see you guys down at the festival. But from our side of things, as I've said a million times before, you get one shot at life. Yeah. Just one. Yes. So you might as well run towards your dreams like a man on fire. This is Dean Bush from Pride Factor for Inspired Youth SA here on Cliff Central. Thank you all.
Yeah.
This is CliffCentral.com.